Jim Taylor on WRMJ and WRMJ.com checking in with Rockridge senior golfer Drew Hall. Turned in a 68 this past Saturday up at Byron Hills. Won a big event up there. Just tell us about fueling it that Saturday, man. 68, that's an impressive number. What happened in that round?
Yeah, thank you, Jim. Started out, I was even through, I think, my first eight holes. And we were using the app that day so I could see the leaderboard. I knew I needed to make some birdies and just took advantage of the par fives and the drivable par four. It was a good time.
Yeah, and, you know, when you have a round like that and you walk off the course, I mean, is the question, hey, how do I bottle this and how do I repeat a number like this? Man, 68, you probably said, man, I want to turn around and play another round right away.
Certainly. I mean, I was just trying to enjoy the moment at the time, but definitely a confidence booster going into the next 18-hole round.
How do you like that course at Byron Hills? I know it's the home of the Riverdale Rams, which is a very proud golf program that has some nice history. What did it mean putting a number like that on that course? And I know it's, you know, golf is such a big deal for Riverdale.
Yeah, it was awesome just for the team, too. I think we shot our lowest 18-hole score of the year, and I really liked that course. A lot of birdie holes. I know the greens pretty well, so, yeah.
All right, so when you're having a round like that, you kind of recapped, you know, your day. Did you feel pretty good about, hey, I'm going to break this number. I'm going to shoot in the 60s. I mean, as you're making the turn, I guess, from maybe the front nine to the back nine, did you say, hey, maybe I think I can get into the 60s today?
Yeah, I mean, I try not to think about a number and just take it shot by shot. But I knew I needed to make a lot of birdies coming in, and luckily I was able to do that.
All right, so last year was strange, right? So you got a postseason, but not a full postseason. You got regional golf and sectional golf with the COVID pandemic. This year, back to a full state tournament series, kind of for your final year as a high school golfer. Now, you look back to last year, you got something. And I know as the school year started a year ago, I think most people thought, well, are we going to get anything? And you did get something. But not having the full state tournament series, I'm sure you missed a little bit. But then getting it back this year, what about, you know, last year compared to this year?
Yeah, I mean, I know the whole team's really excited to have state back this year, and we're really hoping to make it. But last year it was good just to get the postseason regionals and sectionals, just so some of the guys knew what it's all about.
All right, so it's interesting. So, you know, Saturday, and I guess from a strategy standpoint or just talking about the game, because it's always interesting for IHSA golf because you start really playing summer golf, you know, in August. But now we're making the turn from kind of summer golf to fall golf. So upper 80s, close to 90 on Saturday. And I see some of your meets this week, you know, high temperatures, maybe in the 70s, and you're getting some lows now. I see later in this week in the 40s, and the leaves are starting to turn, and they're going to start falling. What can you speak to the difference of how you have to approach the game, knowing the conditions really change during the IHSA golf season?
Sure. I mean, freshman year we had snow at state, so it can get cold. And the ball doesn't go as far. You got to wear two or three layers. It's definitely a different challenge than a beautiful day.
And then just as far as the course conditions of, you know, like I said, summer golf on Saturday, you know, 90s, yeah, close to 90. And then, man, bam, it's maybe 70s, maybe 60s this week with, you know, some low temperatures I saw in the 40s. So is it that big of a deal or not?
It depends. Sometimes the courses can dry out. You know, get a little harder. Greens aren't as soft. And even the leaves on the ground. I mean, you need people spotting balls, helping with that, because you can easily lose them in the leaves.
All right. So the rest of the season, you know, we're quickly starting to wind down here. You know, we're approaching latter portion of September, postseason golf right around the corner. How are you approaching the final stretch here, and what are you hoping for?
I'm excited. We got a lot of big meets coming quickly now. Conference again at Byron, which is a course that I like. Regionals in Kewaunee, which is a place that we had regionals a couple years ago, and I like that course too. So should be a lot of fun.
Yeah, and I know, you know, the lineage of your family playing golf. I know your dad is an assistant coach and was a great player back in the day for the Aledo Green Dragons with their state runs that they had. And then your uncle, Brian, was at the meet this past Saturday. So, what, you know, how much golf do you guys talk about, and do they bring up much of their, like, high school playing days for the Green Dragons and growing up in Seton and all that stuff?
Yeah, of course. I mean, I think my uncle got second one year, and they won as a team. So it's great having my dad as an assistant coach because he has that experience and is able to talk with the team. And he's great to talk to on course. My uncle knows a ton about golf, so they've both been very helpful growing up around the game.
All right, and I know it's that there's been some stuff this year where, you know, the new golf coach that was hired involved in an accident. You get a, you know, coach, DeCarroll comes on board late, and I know a lot of you kids are keeping Blaine Kernan, you know, in your thoughts. It's been kind of a strange ride since he was named golf coach and then the accident, and I mean how's everybody dealing with that?
Of course, I mean, we're thinking about him all the time, playing for Blaine, that's what we say. But Coach DeCarroll's been great stepping in, you know, with not a lot of time, and he's a great coach.
All right, so what are you thinking about doing next year? Have you made up your mind yet, or still have some decisions to make?
Not yet. Just still thinking about it, I guess.
All right. Well, you got some business to take care of with the IHSA postseason. Man, a 68. You hear that? A 68 on Saturday for Drew Hall up at Byron Hills at Port Byron. Nice going, and keep up the good work, and good luck the rest of the season.
Thanks so much, Jim.
And I'm Jim Taylor on WRMJ.